This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And travel back to the great state of Texas. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney finally out of Southern California. I, like so many people, stranded partially because of what happened with the Southwest Airlines disaster, the chaos of canceled flights that was terrible. There were 2,000 flights over the weekend. Hundreds more, well, they were canceled. Hundreds more were delayed, leaving passengers stranded. And I was one of those people. I got stranded. I know. Don't you feel sorry for me? In Palm Springs. But it really was interesting, as I explained at the very beginning of my last show, what happened when you see people suddenly thrust into this situation where it gets worse because everybody and their brother is trying to get a flight all over the country because partially of what happened with Southwest, they're just reaching out to any airline and flights were disappearing off the board, almost like they vanished. You'd go to try to book a flight and poof. It was gone. So I did make it out of L.A. I talked to a lot of people who were stranded for several days because of what happened, the big snag and the cancellations of Southwest and the kind of schedule that they have with limited staffing. There are some questions. There were, and they've had airline cuts, too. There were a lot of questions about whether there was a sick out because there was this big rumor that it was a pilot sick out. So now Southwest has had to limit cancellations after that, you know, flight chaos. I mean, the pain of the cancellations worse because there wasn't the flights. And that's why I got stuck because, like I said, people were jumping on other flights and they were just disappearing by the minute. You had to quickly make up your mind and try to figure out a way to zigzag across the United States. So I did fly out of Los Angeles. They've got a couple of airports there. It was Burbank, which is a smaller airport, and it's right near Warner Brothers Studios, and it was easy to get out of, and almost everybody on my flight was going somewhere other than where I was going because they were rearranged. So beware if you're traveling, pack your patience because there are shortages, there are staffing problems, there are people that are quitting, and rebooking is tough because there are fewer options. All right, enough of my whine. I'm happy to be firmly planted on the soil in Texas, and I can tell you that there's so much to dig into, including the House voted to raise the debt ceiling, so that avoids the default. Gabby Petito, we talked about that, as that is the big fascination around the country. Sadly, this beautiful young girl who was away with her fiancé, it turns out she was strangled, and experts say that's pretty common with partner violence. Yikes. And Brian Laundrie, is a survivalist who is her fiance, and he's been missing, of course. He could have easily had help or hid out somewhere, or maybe he's dead. They have no idea, but lots of people really heartbroken by this young woman's death and raising questions about what happens in these situations, and also are they going to find him. Then there's John Gruden. He is the former head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders because he resigned due to emails that were uncovered because of an investigation into the workplace culture of the Washington, formerly Washington Redskins, you know, the team, obviously now, questions about what was going on there, and this was all unearthed, and it led to his demise. So now there is some a war going on as to whether those emails should even be released or not, because there's a push to have them released. Makes you think twice, right? People don't realize things they're saying to somebody that they're, this is just an offshoot of this, somebody that they're friendly with in an organization, and he was tight with Bruce Allen, and those were those emails where he was saying some pretty pointed, specific things that were racist or misogynist or whatever, and that was all part of what was the undoing, the unraveling of John Gruden. Let's talk about the House voting to raise the debt ceiling first, because we talked about it so bloody much. So it did finally happen. There is not this big default. There was the possibility of that. It lifts the ceiling by $480 billion, and it is a wound in a way. It's a wound, I guess, that you take over getting pushed off a cliff, and this is at the point where the breaking point, right? So the debt limit was extended, and this did happen before October 18th when the Treasury Department said it would run out of what they call the extraordinary funding measures that they could take to prevent the default. So if there was the default, the results could lead to a global recession, was what was a lot of the financial world's thoughts. Like, for example, a debt ceiling standoff in 2013, as was pointed out to me, cost the economy 1% in GDP. So now the national debt is an appalling, almost, $29, you ready for this, trillion dollars. So the ceiling was extended to cover rising debt incurred by spending programs, tax cuts passed by Republican and Democratic-controlled Congresses in the past. That's where it sits right now. That's where it sits right now. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, a Democrat from Maryland, told the Republicans that Tuesday's vote to raise the debt ceiling was necessary to cover expenses lawmakers in both parties, as I mentioned there, have previously run up and now must be paid. It's our debt, it's American debt, and America pays its bills. Well, yeah, now, absolutely. They paid the bills, and we're going to pay for it triple on the other side of this, because we keep repeating the same history again and again and again and again and again. And I think that before the vote, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi went down a list of consequences of a default, the potential loss of 6 million jobs, a $15 trillion loss in household wealth, higher borrowing rates for car loans, credit cards, mortgages, plunging financial markets. I guess the dire painting of what it could look like, the landscape, maybe pushed some to do that. So you heard me say, I mean, this is a temporary thing, but for now, it's not an issue. It's always is, but for now, it's pushed to the side because there are so many other things that are happening that have to be addressed right now. Coming up, odds and ends, we'll talk about Gabby Petito. Also, winter is starting to be felt. A first major storm hammering the western U.S. with some pretty heavy snow. You might be sitting there right now in the middle of the stuff. Where is that? We're talking about it. See you in a few.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
It's been so long since we have gone deep in the mailbag, and many of you are taking us on some wild directions this time around. Also coming up at the tail end of the hour, Robbie Bach joins us. He's the creator of a very popular gaming system that many people use, Xbox. Yes. And I just read a new study from the University of Bath that video games and fitness might not normally go together, but the study says if you play the right kind of games, you can improve your health by as much as you do while jogging. That's what they say from this University of Bath research. Active video games. How about that? More reasons to play video games. Even saying that systems like Xbox can help Type 1 diabetes patients stay healthy. But we talk about Xbox and the 20-year anniversary. Hard to believe. Does that make you feel old? 20 years it's been around. All right, this is the sad story that has captivated America. I mean, seriously, I say this show is about the buzz in the land, and this is something people are talking about. Gabby Petito, after she disappeared. Her body was found weeks after she disappeared on September 19th near Grand Teton National Park. And when it was announced they found her, it was also announced she was the victim definitely of homicide, but not what caused the death. So what caused the death? Strangulation. That is the news. That's what is the latest, finally, the coroner saying that it was death by strangulation, which is one of the leading predictors of future domestic violence-related homicides, and that it's much more common than people realize. There are all kinds of experts that have come out to talk about this now that that's been released. And of course, we know what strangulation is, you know, depriving someone of oxygen and being assaulted in that way. It's a frightening thing, obviously. And now that we know the what happened, now it's about where is Brian Landry? It attracted worldwide attention, and certainly the eyes are on him, if anybody can find him, if he's still alive, after she disappeared in late August. And he is gone. He's in the wind. Police and FBI, citing previous reports of possible domestic violence while the two were traveling together, have named him as a person of interest in the case. He's not been charged in connection with her murder. Not been charged with it. This death has gotten lots of coverage. In fact, the Teton County coroner, Dr. Brent Blue, said when he announced strangulation as the cause of her death, said, unfortunately, this is one, it's only one of many deaths around the country of people who are involved with domestic violence, and it's unfortunate that these other deaths don't get as much coverage as this one. But this one is getting the coverage, and maybe it helps somebody in the future. And is it possible to know whether he had anything to do with her death? I mean, there were certainly red flags that would have to say that they were there, right? I mean, body cam video showed her in tears during a police stop on the side of the highway. The officer was talking with Landry, who said friction had been building between them for days. But the cops at the scene didn't take any kind of action other than telling them to separate for the night. And that was it. I mean, that's the last anybody saw of her. There were some sightings where people said they thought they saw her. But anyway, this is the cause of death, strangulation. Will he be found? More people are aware of who he is, and there are amateur sleuths that are looking, and if he's out there and he's this incredible survivalist, he may be very difficult to unearth, other than his face has just gained so much recognition because of the attraction to this case. So perhaps that happens. In the meantime, winter, first major storm of the season, hammering Western United States. I know you're out there, Montana, Nevada, parts of Nevada hit heavy snow. It's so odd to say that, but not for people who live there. So winter storm warnings in place for parts of Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, Idaho, and as I said, Montana, 1 to 2 feet possible hazardous traveling conditions. Temperatures will drop. You know, and it's interesting because I was in California and the winds were incredible. I mean, like Santa Ana winds. Blustery, though, too, full. The temperature dropped on Monday night by like 25 degrees from earlier in the day. There were trees that were going down, etc., especially in Northern California because power went off to thousands of customers. And the wildfires, sadly, are out there burning all over the place. But while that was happening, this other wintry weather was brewing up in the places that I just mentioned. Ah, Mother Nature. I guess it's never too soon for the first snowfall if you like snow and you're waiting for a big change from just a couple of months ago, and that would certainly be a very, very big change, wouldn't it? Of course it would be a very big change. All right, speaking of big changes, I know I'm kind of bopping around here in odds and ends. You know, we did do an unofficial poll about what's happening COVID-wise, testing. What do you think? What do you think Florida and Texas are right by what's happening there? And Florida has now fined 3.5 $5 million for enforcing vaccine passports. So the health department has done that against Leon County. The county was in blatant violation of the law. That's what the state health department said in a statement. And that's why they say they're fining them, because they required the county government workers, their employees, to provide documentation of their COVID-19 vaccination and ultimately terminated 14 people for refusing to comply. So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has cited freedom and privacy concerns as the primary basis, as we know. We've talked about what's going on with DeSantis for his vaccine passport ban in April and vowed to fine counties and cities in the state in violation of the law and mandates to any of that. So that's why they got hit with that fine. The Leon County Administrator, I saw him on the tube when I was walking around the airport. He basically said that it was completely legally justifiable. It was necessary and responsible to keep our employees safe, protect the public, and ensure our readiness as a frontline response organization. Even taking a pretty big dig at DeSantis and saying, unfortunately, it appears that DeSantis, in his position, is less of a public health strategy and more about political strategy. And the county says they fully intend to enforce their rights using any remedies available to settle all the arguments about the applicability of the statute at issue. So, of course, this is all being challenged all over the place. DeSantis is in a fight, not with his people in Florida, really. I think in a fight for the White House. He would like to have that nomination if it's not going to be Donald Trump. And then Greg Abbott is trying to imitate that and doing the same thing in Texas. And the idea that people have to be vaccinated is being challenged all over the place in Texas. That's part of the whole airline thing, the airline blowback, because Southwest has a December date for all employees to be vaccinated. That's why there's rumors about the pilots really, really kicked up that a vast majority did not want to do that. We haven't heard the last of that, trust me. All right, we're motoring through, and we're going to stop next at the mailbag.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Southwest Airlines Pilots Union insisting that canceled flights have nothing to do with the coronavirus vaccine mandate. Speaking on Fox News, the Pilots Association president for Southwest, Casey Murray, said they are dealing with a severe staffing shortage anyway because of the inefficient scheduling by Southwest. He says that's been the problem for years. Murray says sick rates among pilots are otherwise normal, though, for this time of year, so it wasn't a sick out. Figures indicate more Americans are quitting their jobs even as fewer positions are available, the Labor Department's JOLTS report showing a record 4.3 million people quit their jobs in August, with food and retail workers leading the way when it comes to that. Meanwhile, the leisure and hospitality industry saw the biggest decline in hiring nationwide. And this is USA Radio News. A Wyoming coroner reveals how Gabby Petito died. Teton County Coroner Dr. Brent Blue sharing the news about the cause and manner of her death.
The cause, death by strangulation, and manner is homicide.
Dr. Blue telling reporters that based on the autopsy results, he believes that Petito died 3 to 4 weeks before her body was found, discovered in Wyoming in September. Police have been looking for her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, since last month. He had gone on a cross-country road trip with Gabby Petito. He came back alone without an explanation about where she was. Congress now avoiding a first-ever government default on debt obligations, at least for now. The U.S. House passing a short-term debt limit extension a few hours ago. And the FDA is authorizing e-cigarette products for the first time, announcing it's given the green light to R.J. Reynolds to market three of its Vuse vaping products. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks to everybody who sent in their thoughts for the last couple of days. You can do it, too. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and just like that, you're in. Let's dive into it. Ron says, Kate, poor Gabby. I know. So many people say, well, lots of other people go missing. Lots of other women get murdered by boyfriends, fiancés, etc. There are tragedies every single day. There's just something about this story that struck home with a lot of people, including myself, as I have three daughters, one just about her age, and it does make you wonder how sad that, especially, she was upset and was, in fact, in a police car at one point and then went on to die by strangulation, as we now know. I hope they find this character, Laundrie, who was her, I understand, fiancé, because to me, he seems guilty as hell. I know that you are innocent until proven guilty in this country, and oh, he's a person of interest, but I find it quite odd he returns without his fiancé and then disappears into the wind. Does anybody else agree with that? Yeah, red flag. Absolutely. I agree with you. It's a huge red flag, but he may be dead. He may not resurface. I think the fact in a way that the story became big and his face was out there so much, that's good because somebody might recognize him if he does surface somewhere and there are questions to be answered. You know, that's for sure. All right, how about this one? This one is from Jack, who says, hey, Kate, I started listening to you a couple of months ago. One of my friends told me about your show, and I changed schedules so I can actually catch you live on a station in Tucson. And I was listening to you, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. You were talking about, you know, the weather situation, and you were talking about some of the places as far as around the country as far as flooding is concerned, and the latest study that talked about areas that are have now become worse than they were in the past. It is pretty scary, isn't it? It's now more than ever, I think people have to be very alert as to what is going on with the weather. And if you get these downpours where it's fast and furious, what can really happen to the ground and how it gets soaked and how quickly a place that is not considered to be a place that normally floods at high levels could quite possibly become that place. We saw that with the Northeast, especially you were talking about Philadelphia and what happened there and in New York, and we saw Ida do the damage from the south all the way up to the northeast. So I think it's foolish if people aren't on top of what is happening with weather and they're not ready to go. I like how you say that because I agree with you. I started looking around a couple of weeks ago and thinking, there's things that I need to do. I mean, what do you do in... We know the obvious things, right? We know the, okay, this is happening, where are we going? But hotels fill up, escape routes get jammed. What are your options? What's A, B, C, or plan 1, 2, and 3? Do you have a go bag that you just grab it and you're out? Do you have everything you need? I mean, it seems elementary, right? But yet so many of us don't do that. By the way, we love that station in Tucson, 1030 AM KVOI. That's what you're talking about. And that's where you are catching us. So good deal. We have a lot of fun on the station. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Ralph. And Ralph says, Kate, finally that whole debt ceiling nonsense got a temporary Band-Aid on it, although it doesn't do much because it's that same circle that goes round and round and round, except for what are you going to do? Defaulting would do nothing but hurt everybody, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, don't even care, because there would be people that would definitely be affected by it, and interest rates would probably shoot up, and who knows what would happen with credit cards and so many other financial instruments we use. Yeah, I mentioned that. You know, it's things you don't think about. You start to look at it, well, all right, how does this affect all of us? And that's the answer. That's how it affects us. It affects us with loans, with rates, with all of that in between. Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to go through a whole bunch of these. Dan says, Kate, it is hellish to travel. I just had a daughter who got stuck in St. Louis, and she had a backup flight scheduled, so she was able to kind of worm her way out of what could have been a worse situation where she would have really been stranded maybe for a couple of days. And she is studying to be a vet, so that wouldn't have been good. That would have affected her. Yes, she could do things remotely, but still there were some hands-on assignments that were scheduled months and months in advance. So I was glad that she thought of that. I think people will maybe do that, where they'll book flights, and now flights would get tied up that way, too. Yeah, well, there's that 24-hour cancellation thing, and I know that there were people, like I said, people are just trying to figure out, how do I get from here to here? Do I have to have another plan? And then what also happens is, because we have a shortage of rental cars anyway, then the rental cars are all, they're all sold out. That was the thing that happened in Palm Springs. There was only a handful, and people, luckily, were turning them in who actually had flights out, so people could grab them then, but certainly you're limited if you can't rent a car when you get in one of those situations. You're driving to another airport or going someplace else, or just driving back toward home base, wherever that is, if you're close enough. So it goes to that Southwest Airlines thing again, And at least it sort of eased up on Tuesday because Southwest kind of hit a reset after canceling those 2,000 flights over the weekend and having trouble into Monday. And so on Tuesday, 91 flights, just 2% of the schedule, were canceled. So there still were flights canceled, but the amount that were canceled over the weekend and the spill out over there. So the Southwest Pilots Association got pretty defensive about, because they represent like 9,000 pilots. They say it's the airline management and poor planning for all the trouble. It's not the pilots, and that the pilots are stretched too thin by frequent reassignments, longer work days, extended trips, and the kinds of changes that they're seeing. So staffing problems, that's of course got to be happening with not just Southwest, but other airlines too. And we knew this was going to happen coming out of the pandemic. Let's face it. All right. This one is from Nancy, and Nancy says, Kate, I know it's just an old drumbeat about politicians and why can't we just replace them and put smarter people in place of the same old Washington crowd. But I think we are paying the price as Americans for some bad choices by other Americans by reelecting the same dead, tired, old people who have represented them for far too long. We need to change the landscape. People, become awakened to who is running in your state, who is the new blood and can pump some new ideas and actually execute them when they get to Washington. I'm so tired of hearing about the log jams and the excuses why and don't have the head count and everything else that we hear that comes out of D.C. It's more than annoying. Yeah, it's more than annoying. I agree. I mean, if you want I say this all the time. Listen, if you want at least a shot at something different, better representation, or what you think will be better representation, by the way, then you got to get involved. You have to look at who's running. You have to look at the possibilities of who would be a good candidates to move up from maybe a local level to the state level to be beyond that. Pay attention to how people are voting, because that's another thing. I think a lot of times, you know, you just have these blanket votes, but do you know how often they're there for the vote, the people who represent you? And what are they pushing as the interest for your state? I mean, all of that. Yeah, absolutely. All right, here's one from Melissa, who says, Kate, I work in the restaurant industry, and I know you've talked about this before, but Help Wanted, sister, it's like every week, Help Wanted. I've never seen so many people quit. I think now it's power to the worker, and if you're not getting paid the right amount, you just walk across the street or three streets over, and somebody will hire you, especially in the restaurant business, because I see that with my coworkers. I've worked for a long time, and I have sort of seniority, and they treat me right. But some of the other people that have come in, they are just temporary solutions to the problem because they don't want to stay long-term anyway, and they get offered more down the street the second they start, even if they get offered a decent number to start with. Yeah, number, I assume, is the hourly pay, but it's wild. I was just seeing, you know, we are absolutely seeing record number of people leaving restaurants and hotel businesses, you know, the hospitality industry, people making career changes because they're getting offered other kinds of jobs for more money. I just saw a thing, maybe it was on CNBC, that 4.3 million workers quit their jobs in August, and that, a lot of that was food and retail industry. Just take this job, I'm done, right? But I mean, this is going to keep happening. Imagine if you are in the restaurant business and in food service and you have to find those people. Oh, it has to be really tough, even no matter what incentives. You got to offer really good packages, really, really good. Robbie Bach, founder of Xbox, next.
drinksupertea.com.
Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Really excited to welcome Robbie Bach to the show because he started my addiction a long time ago, and that would be called Xbox. He was one of the founders, and he helped create that whole team that created Xbox. You think about that 20-year anniversary. What a game changer, pardon the pun. And he's also written a book that's come out, but boy, oh boy, the master of technology. Thanks so much for coming on.
Kate, nice to be with you. Thanks.
So take me back to what it was like, those Xbox days. How did you come up with that, and what was that team like?
Well, you know, it was certainly a crazy time. We started with 20 people and ended up with 2,000 people 18 months later. So you can imagine what it was like just building that kind of team. And the team was individually amazingly talented. And yet, as the leader, I wasn't good enough to sort of bring the team together. So it was very chaotic. It was 18 months of, you know, firefighting, figuring out things, making things up, and hoping it all came together. And thankfully for us, it did. And the result was great.
When you were doing this, and as that team was building, you were adding more people, did you realize what you had on your hands?
You know, it's funny. In the midst of the fray, so to speak, you're just not that conscious of things. You know, I was just focused on, okay, what decision do we have to make tomorrow? Because the team tells me if we don't make it tomorrow, we don't make our launch date. And literally was that kind of energy about what we were trying to do. And it's only been in hindsight that I've gone back and said, wow, what were you thinking? Why did you do it that way?
And then it all worked out. And it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And you saw things also explode around you. So now where we look where we are with technology and video gaming, and it's over 3 billion people, I'm sure maybe even higher than that, that right. play video games. Where do you think the industry is headed?
Well, I mean, obviously video games has become a mainstream form of entertainment. And it's now built into our culture and part of what we do. And I think you're going to see more of that. You're going to see more socialization. People talk about these concepts of metaverses and sort of virtual and augmented reality. And all of that slowly but surely is coming to us. And when we think what it's going to be like even 5 years from now, it'll again be as different as it was, say, 20 years ago.
Yeah, crazy. And then on top of that, you have a book, and your book is called The Wilts Insurrection. And, wow, so you go from this genius game creator to a novelist. Tell me what made you write the book.
Well, I suppose some of the creativity that you experience in the process of building Xbox rubs off on you, and I've always loved to write. So I sat down and wrote some character sketches, and I loved the characters and then discovered how they could come together in a plot. I'm a thriller reader, so I decided to write a thriller, and The Wilts Insurrection is a thriller about an anarchist who decides to divide a country that is already struggling to stay together. And my major character, Major Tamika Smith, her job is to try to help us heal. And so it's a really action-packed, dark web, technology-driven story, but with some great characters.
Yeah, was it fun to write?
You know, I loved every bit of the writing. You know, the editing and the publishing part, that's a little bit more work, so to speak. But the writing part is just really joyful. And when you find something like that that's joyful, even the hard work becomes fun.
So now that you've done that and that's launching, and people can get that book, of course, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great sure. books are sold, will you do another?
Well, I hope so. You know, it'll take a little while to sort of settle down and sort of reflect a little bit, but my character, Major Tamika Smith, I think is really powerful, and I think she has more stories to tell. So hopefully, I'll sit down January and February and the creative juices will come back and I'll start to write again.
Well, Robbie Bach, congratulations on the 20th anniversary of Xbox and of course your book, The Wilts Insurrection. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Kate. Enjoyed it.
When you think of Xbox, imagine being on the front edge of that. I like how he said, what were we saying to ourselves when we looked at some of these deadlines? I mean, Xbox still, Xbox One, I think about Xbox Series, this, that, Series X, Live, it's the consoles, so big, and baby steps, not the big, they started off with the games, the simple console, and then, you know, what it became. It's just, it had to be like playing in a sandbox, figuring that out, and then seeing how big it's gotten is crazy, because it's still part of the lexicon. It's still people reaching out and getting Xbox. It's the reinvention of whatever it is that the games are, and couldn't be more popular. I mean, I remember 20 years ago, that was the whole thing about getting an Xbox for Christmas. You know how you have the hot thing to get, and wasn't Xbox hot? And it would be that thing that the first, however, 100 people into a store on Thanksgiving would be able to snap them up at whatever ridiculous price. It was definitely one of those. I know it. All right, a couple of quick things here at the tail end of the show to sum up, at least for this hour anyway. We started off with the whole debt ceiling lifted. Of course, we knew that was going to happen, right? And then on top of that, Gabby Petito, and where in the world is this Brian Landry? Because that has really fascinated so many people in a sad way after seeing her hysterical on that cam footage they had when the police saw them and pulled her into the car and had a conversation with her. And this one I didn't touch on, I just mentioned it briefly, and I will in the man cave in our next hour if you hang with us. But the NFL won't release, they say, more of the findings from their investigation over the Washington football team, despite people being furious in the football industry over the offensive emails that were in question that sent the coach of the Ravens, John Gruden, to resign. after reports that he used racist, homophobic, misogynist language in emails to Bruce Allen, who was Washington's former team president, and some others. It wasn't just Allen, it was some others, but a lot of it was Allen. Allen, of course, no discipline, and unlikely the NFL would permit him to work in the league again, but it doesn't look like there's the blowback specifically from the NFL. It's not expected that he's going to pursue any other NFL. So he hasn't responded to any requests that people have had for a conversation, but he's in the middle of this for sure. And, you know, this investigation, they looked at over 600,000 documents, and so many of that was the emails. And attorneys who represent 40 former Washington football team employees called for the league to release the findings of the investigation publicly, saying that it's outrageous that the NFL's 10-month-long investigation involving these witnesses and emails, documents related to the culture of harassment and abuse at the Washington football team, that the only person to be held accountable and lose their job is the coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. And that these lawyers said the clients and the public deserve transparency and accountability. Do you think the NFL is going to try to release those? No, I don't think so. And then what about Dan Snyder and the Washington football team in general? I can't imagine that there's going to be access to whatever was in all these emails. Just the basics that we know. Things that he did, like calling out Commissioner Roger Goodell and other people that he pointed to, like he wrote that Goodell he shouldn't put pressure on the Rams to draft queers, is what he said, which was a reference to Michael Sam, a gay player that the team picked up in 2014. So I don't believe it. Gruden, by the way, for his part, just said, remember, he got 10 years, $100 million. So he's definitely walked away with some big money, probably $30 million plus, because he already has coached for a couple years, officially been the coach. But he said, I love the Raiders and do not want to be a distraction. Thank you to all the players, coaches, staff, and fans of Raider Nation. I'm sorry, I never meant to hurt anyone. On that note, we're off the stage. Thanks for listening. Make it count, everybody. You're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.